This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I'm very excited to have him back on the show. They've got 24 new claims in the last 60 days. We're talking no other than Bullfrog Gold Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BFGC. And with us today is David Beelin. He is the CEO and chairman of the company. David, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How are you, Everett?
I'm doing well. Give my new listeners a little bit of about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
We started up as a new company in 2011, trading on the OTCQB. And initially, we had acquired a strategic land position in the Bullfrog Mining District that was adjacent to Barrick Gold's Bullfrog Mine. Since then, we acquired some other patents, as well as doing another deal with Barrick, where we now have a commanding resource and land position in the district. And in fact, we recently had an independent resource estimate made that had 525,000 ounces of gold at a little over 1 gram of gold per ton that was done under the 43-101 standards and guidelines. And that was the maiden resource. Prior to that, we had some internal estimates. So we've added additional lands, we've added ounces on it, and in fact, here just a few weeks ago, I had staked another 62 mining claims and also did another lease on 24 patented claims, which now gives us a commanding land and resource position in the district.
Not to mention you guys raised $800,000 in new financing, right?
Right. That was done here just a couple of months ago, and that will now allow us to finish that 43-101 report, as well as updating the environmental baseline so we can submit permit applications for drilling and further advance the project. So we're looking forward to having a news pipeline so our share price will go up and we can do some additional equity offerings later on and fund this thing through the feasibility period and take it on into production.
You know, let's talk about that for a second, David. You know, your market cap's around $9.2 million. Your stock price is around 9 cents. And if I'm listening to this segment, why should I take my money and buy your stock?
Well, the main reason is because we're undervalued compared to virtually all of the peer companies that are in the gold heap leaching business. We currently have 132 million shares. Now, that does include 30 million of preferred shares. And so we've got a market cap of around $14 million, $12 to $14 million. Whereas when you look at the ounces that we now have, that actually gives us a market cap of $23 per ounce of gold in the ground, whereas many of our peer companies are a factor or a multiple of that.
Wow.
So we're undervalued. We've got established resources. We have solid exploration potential. We've got management. We've got all the ingredients to make this into a mine.
I know you've released a lot of news out in June. How did the company acquire such a quality of assets? I think you got 62 new mining claims since the last time you've been on the show.
Well, those were claims that were available. I staked those because they covered some potential exploration targets as well as sites for potential plant facilities, heap leach pads, and so forth. So that was acquired there. We initially acquired the lands, as I say, back in 2011. And when I was dealing with Barrick finally decided they wanted to deal with us. Number one, we were adjacent to them. And number two, they knew who I was. I had developed several mines, and Barrick actually was familiar and, in fact, knowledgeable of one of the mines I developed up in Nevada. It was a large heap leach operation in gold. And so they wanted to deal with us. So that gave us a very solid position with the Barrick lands In that deal, I acquired all of the Montgomery's Zone open pit and the northern third of the Bullfrog deposit. And those two areas have the bulk of the resources that are in that part of the district. So that's how we accumulated the solid position and quality position that we possess now.
You know, I'd like to bring my listeners up to date. You know, we're talking about the Barrick Gold Company from 1989 to 1999. Barrick produced over 2.3 million ounces of gold, an average of about 2.8 ounces per ton. And you guys are right next to that now, right?
Well, that was 2.8 grams per ton.
So you guys are like, what, 100 miles away from that or something like that?
No, I have part of the Barrick lands. In fact, the lands that I now control, Barrick actually produced about 1.5 million ounces from the lands I currently own.
So where do we go from here? When does some of the big gold fall on the balance sheets and we actually see the balance sheet growing?
Well, we have to do some more drilling. We've got to go through final feasibility. I just did a resource estimate. The next step would be to have an independent preliminary economic analysis prepared, then followed by a final feasibility or a bankable feasibility study. We want to do additional drilling to further define the pit limits as well as expanding the resource. And that will take about 3 years, I mean, to go through that entire process. Where you can get a production operation permitted. But we've got all of the pieces of the puzzles put together to show a very solid picture, and that's what we've been working on. We've had this strategic position for 6 years now, and we have a huge database that we acquired from Barrick. I've got drill data on 155 miles of drilling on this project. And all of that information, I've got it electronically and digitally. And so there's a huge database. In fact, if you tried to recreate that database, it would cost you over $40 million in today's economy.
My guest today is David Beeling. He's the chairman and CEO of Bullfrog Gold Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BFGC. What are your exploration and development plans from here?
Well, like I say, I'm updating the environmental baseline. I've just started to engage some groups to do that so I can get permits to drill. That will allow the additional drilling for expanding the resource. We also need to finish off this 43-101 report, which I expect to have done by early August, and that will then be posted on our website. And in fact, our website is bullfroggold.com. So listeners that want to look at what data we have filed with the SEC, as well as other information on the company and the project, can certainly visit that site and obtain a lot of data. And of course, they can then contact me through the website if they have any specific questions.
Our guest today is David Beeling. He's the CEO, and he says that his stock price and company is undervalued compared to his peers. He says that the market cap should be a lot more than $9 million, and that's $9.2 million. We're talking about David Beeling and his company. He's the chairman of it, Bullfrog Gold Corp. Check it out. It's on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BFGC. In closing, David, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out to the listeners?
No, I think getting to the website is key if people are interested. And this is a growing company. I mean, we've got solid management. I've been in the business for over a half a century, and I've developed several mines and process plants as well as corporations. And I've got a lot of associates and consulting firms, as well as people that I can acquire for advancing this project. So, I mean, we've got the assets, we've got the resources, we have the vehicle, we've got everything needed to go ahead and pursue this thing with diligence and add value to it.
Well, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. It was a lot longer than I wanted you to be away. Hopefully, you'll come back on the show in the next 50 or 60 days. Give us an update from the August NI 101-43, and you know, we'll take it from there. And I wish you nothing but continued success.
Okay. Thank you, Eric.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.